Marie Shelford, who is the CEO of ADHD UK. Morning, morning, Henry. How are you?
Morning. Obviously very annoyed.
Yeah, well, there's my first question. How common is it for people to come up against, obviously it's not very common for counsellors perhaps to be shared on social media saying such things or expressing opinions on things, making comments about this in this way, but how common is it that there's a lack of understanding?
It's extremely common. Anyone with ADHD will tell you that, you know, one of the things they have to decide is, you know, do they tell people? Because as soon as you do, you've got to deal with not only your ADHD, but you've got to deal with their reaction. And a lot of the time, it's just not positive. And we see it played out in the media with articles such as, does ADHD even exist? Or ADHD is just social contagion. It's just a fashion. And those have been in the last few months. And, you know, we had Lee Anderson, then deputy chair of the Conservative Party, saying ADHD is just bad parenting. And, you know, so those are the things we're dealing with. And it's awful, especially when you're looking to try and get help and support, as these councillors are supposed to be providing.
The councillors have apologised. Warwickshire County Council acknowledges the scale of the upset. Will that be enough?
I mean, some of it's a real non-apology, isn't it? I'm sorry that people have been offended rather than actually being sorry. Like that's such a non-apology. And some of the comments are so offensive, you know, like talking about, you know, what couldn't be fixed with caning Sunday. Like, it's just, honestly, it beggars belief. And, you know, these are these children's futures, right? You know, these are children with disabilities who are struggling and whose future can be completely changed by getting proper support. And they choose to deprive them of it. And it's just so wrong. And
we've just heard Rebecca talk to us as a mum of what sounds like a brilliant young person who has so many different skills. Talk about having the right structure in place, being at the right school. She got in there early. Is it a lottery to whether your child will get a place in an education setting that suits them better than the traditional school setting? How does that happen early? How do we get children through early?
It's a lottery, right? Like, so you've got to start off, you've got to get a diagnosis, right? So you've got to persuade the school to put you forward. Usually your GP can too. But, you know, we've got wait lists in this country that are up to 5 years for children for an ADHD diagnosis. For adults, it's up to 10 and a half years. There's just this abject failure to support people with ADHD. And then you've got to go through the EHCP. And so that's then looking, again, you've got to go through that, and that's also years. And so huge chunks of education just stolen from children due to this failure. And in this committee, they talk about the fact that you know, one of the decisions to assess is where the national average of decisions not to assess. So this is where they decide not to go forward for an EHCP, and theirs is just above 20%. Sorry, the national average is just above 20%, and in your area, they've been at 50%. And they talk about being challenged upon challenge, both strategically and individually through mediation and tribunals. So they are, you know, it's got echoes of the horizon where the people in authority just choose to refuse to provide help, despite being wildly different from the national average, and forcing people to fight, people who are already struggling, right? You're struggling with, you know, for example, ADHD often runs in families, so both parents and children may have the condition. And you're struggling to support your child who has additional needs. And then they're like, yeah, you've got to fight here too, because we're just trying to stop you. And we're just trying to stop you getting support for your child.
It sounds extremely exhausting. The amount of acronyms I've heard thrown about just discussing this subject amongst ourselves today, and you realise what you don't understand. You know, there's so many layers to this, but there's also so much terminology that has to be understood to understand the topic. Where gets it right, would you say, Henry? Like, is there a place in the world that is getting this right?
That's a big question. I can't talk to the different different countries. I know that we are so bad at this, right? Like for SEND, like the Department of Education doesn't record like who's like how many people or how many children have got what. They don't know how many children have ADHD. They don't know how many children have dyslexia. It's not reported. They don't know the results for them, so they can't go and target research because they don't know the outcomes. They just have an average for SEND. So you know, if my head's in the freezer and my feet are in the oven, I'm of good average temperature. And so if school's got good average SEND results, it's exactly as pointless and actually as dangerous that you're missing so much. And they just don't know. They don't know. They don't care. And, you know, we don't even have the basic data from which to sort of put together a strategy. And to put that data together is very simple. It's a changing from a fill-in box to a drop-down box. And I've actually spoken to the largest provider of software for schools. They have an 80% market share. They provide the reporting termly to schools. And they said this is a tiny difference that we could make, but no one's asked for it. And until they do, we can't do it. And if so we're talking to the council on what they should do, first off, they should start to measure it.
So you're saying there is it's gosh, we could talk all day, I'm sure. There is infrastructure in place that could support better understanding already, is what you're saying, in most schools.
It would be a tiny change to put in the to start to measure and know. At the moment they don't even know. And
what's your priority now? Because we're going to have to go and you know, but what's your priority as CEO of ADHD UK? What's the key thing? This is going to be pushed up the agenda, presumably because of the, you know, because of the speed it's picking up at, and it's going viral, isn't it, on social media? People are hearing about this. This is getting bigger. What's your priority to try and get people to deal with and to sort out?
Right. Our priority right now is we are really worried that we are going to become a sort of, particularly for the Conservative Party, we're going to become an area of attack. That, you know, we saw an article in a paper recently saying that ADHD is responsible for an increase in people getting disability benefits. That, you know, we're getting blamed for getting identified and getting help and support when we know that actually help and support reduces long-term unemployment. What we want to do is make sure ADHD rises up the political agenda. We did a survey of 2,000 people. Only 3% thought politicians cared about people with ADHD. And gosh, we need to change that. We need to make politicians care. And that's because we've just been abandoned.
Local ones certainly have it on the on their to-do list today. Let's say that for sure. Henry Shelford, I really do appreciate your time. CEO of ADHD UK and, yeah, absolutely the top story here at BBC CWR this morning about comments made by three Warwickshire councillors in a discussion about children with special educational needs. It has become a huge topic outside of our area too. It's really engaged people.